Hola, bienvenidos.
Bicentennial Park.
Senor Native Wanderer over here. How do you say Native Wanderer in Spanish?
Nativo.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Nativo Wanderer.
You sound like,
man, they have this place.
What? No, go ahead.
They have this place here called Nativo. Smoothies, and they do food too, but they have the best smoothies.
What kind of fruits do they put in their smoothies?
It's just juice. 100% fruit and juice. Yeah,
sounds
no,
good.
You know, added stuff, man.
Right, none of the artificial sweeteners and stuff like that.
Nah. They're rated, I think, like number one on TripAdvisor and stuff since like 1999.
Is it close to you guys? Wait, where are you? Tell the people where you are, because I don't think everybody knows.
I am in Mexico, or as they say, Mexico.
Yeah. as you natives say.
But yeah, we live in a city now called Playa del Carmen.
Nice.
By the ocean, man.
Is it just you, awesome. Or did you take the family?
No, it's just me. Actually, I could have just took my wife. And
three would have been fine. He's a grown kid.
He would have survived.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been pretty awesome, man.
That's cool.
Pretty awesome.
I've been following you guys at Native Wanderer on Instagram.
And then thank you.
NativeWanderer.com. Right. And you guys look like, you know, the melanin is popping. Like, y'all look just great.
Oh, yeah. It's popping. The sweat is also popping out of our... It's dripping. It's hot here. And it's not even, like, hot time yet.
Right.
Like summer or whatever.
Yeah.
It's winter here. Well, winter just ended. And, yeah.
So it was, like, it's completely not. Just warm the entire winter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The lowest that we felt it was like maybe 75.
Wow.
That's winter. So, yeah, we're going to die. Electricity here is expensive.
Oh,
so
man.
Everybody has their windows open and fans. We have electricity in every room. I mean, electricity. We have air conditioning in every room. Like there's no central area. So you have like an individual unit.
Yeah, in like each room?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's not like the wall ones, but they're the ones like up. I mean, not the window ones, but the ones that are like up on the wall. I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we went to Mexico in July, so kind of know what you're talking about. And
right, yeah. The heat. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's crazy down there, but I don't think we introduced ourselves properly either. This is the Black Dad Podcast. For those that have been subscribed to us and are still subscribed and happen to be listening now,
Negro Papa Podcast. Yo, that's not anywhere close to anything. So
it would be like Padre Negro or something like that, right?
Yeah, everything here is backwards.
Yeah,
or forwards, depending on who started. Yeah. What I guess Spanish was first, so everything in America is backwards.
So you do the noun, then you do the adjective after that.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, I'm Jamal Press.
And I'm Senor Murphy.
And Senor Murphy is joining us live from from Mexico. But man, it's good to finally be back on the podcast. We got a lot to catch up on.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, so much has happened.
Flaking out. Who was flaking out? You were flaking out. Yeah, you flaking out.
Yeah,
I was sick.
I got violently sick. No, violently is not the right word. I just got sick. I couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. So my voice would have sounded worse than usual.
Well, that's not, you know. You have a nice voice, Bryce.
I was waiting for that compliment. Shucks. But no.
So a lot has happened, man.
A lot has happened.
We have a new president.
We don't have to talk about that.
Got twins.
Yeah, Beyonce's having twins. Let's talk about that.
Oh, I love Trump. Trump is the man.
Yeah, you love him from in Mexico. honestly,
they do not like that dude.
I bet.
Oh, I mean, they want to kill him.
I'm not gonna say that. I think his foreign visits will be interesting because you know how Bush went somewhere and got a shoe thrown at him.
Yeah.
I just feel like Secret Service is going to be working extra hard.
Unfortunately so. But you know what, man? A lot of this stuff, we're going into my conspiracy corner.
Even in Mexico?
Even in Mexico. I got to be careful what I say down here.
Right.
This you know, America.
Yeah, Mexican jail is not fun.
No. But, you know, you're talking about building the wall and all this other kind of stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, Mexicans are dirty and rapist and all this stuff. Dude was trying to build a, like, country club golf course right over in Cozumel.
Who, Trump?
That's, like, Trump. Like, they just shut it down because it was a hazard to the environment. And his daughter flew over here and was trying to plead with them not to shut it down and all this other kind of stuff. So he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. So the stuff he tells you guys is totally different in other countries.
Wow.
Like, and he's a businessman.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think a lot of people saw that beforehand. That's why people were, like, you know, screaming about the tax returns and all that stuff. But it's just, it's all money. Like, But he's the most see-through. He's the most see-through president I think we've ever had. Like,
I like it.
I would like it if he wasn't so corrupt. Like, if he was like a see-through, you know, honest, you know, regular Joe. Like he claimed he was.
If you look at every president, they're all corrupt. Even the one everyone loves so much. They're all corrupt. I can go down. I can give you a list of things your beloved ex-president did that if you really were paying attention, you'd be like, oh man, this dude is pretty nasty. So they're all corrupt. At least this guy is just being straight up with you, though. Like, I'm corrupt, and I don't care.
No, the problem with him, though, and we really can't talk about this whole show, but the problem with Trump is that he empowers idiots, and that's where the issue with him arises, is he... The people down the street, the crazy redneck white guy with the Confederate flags feels emboldened that he can go out and harass a bunch of kids, you know, playing on the street. Whereas,
isn't that a good thing?
No, because somebody can get hurt.
No, okay. Because if he can get hurt,
if he comes around here to my house and then, you know, I have to react and then, you know, everybody dies. Everybody dies. So
you'd rather him be a closet racist?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep your stupidity.
Oh man, them Presleys down the street. I can't stand them Presleys. That's what you'd rather. Rather than you know it, you know, you walk outside and your mailbox is beaten on the ground. You don't know who did it.
No, I assume.
But it was Jimbo down the street.
I know, but his name's Jimbo. I know he's racist. I assume every Jimbo and the like are racist. You know, I'm a little pessimistic when it comes to stuff like that. I think Peace is a little more open to believing that, you know, every white person is okay until they aren't. You know what I mean? Like, innocent until proven guilty. I'm guilty until proven innocent. Like, I meet every new person that's not, you know, of my complexion, not even my complexion, of my race and background as I don't know you, therefore I don't know your agenda. I'm going to kind of watch you until you do something that proves that you aren't who I think you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I mean, so, we were raised in America.
Yeah, so.
And that mindset, though, like here has like, I have to change it because people here are friendly. And so I'm looking at people like, what are you looking at me for? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you looking at my family? And they're just like, oh, buenos tardes. I'm like, hola.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I do.
So people there are friendly and.
Yeah, people are friendly.
Welcoming and all
like
that.
Like, I've noticed, though, I was telling my wife this, that more of the native looking people, like the people who are probably direct ancestors from the Mayans,
right?
They are more smiley and friendly than the people who look more
European
Spanish. Yeah, okay. European Spanish.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
They're smiling and they'll speak to you and trying to grab my son and, you know, everything. But the Spanish people, the latter hue, you know, they're more standoffish kind of.
That's interesting. So it's like brown people connect, you know, even, you know, across backgrounds.
Yep.
That's cool. That's cool. That's kind of what we experienced too. Like when we went to the ruins, you know, as we go through the countryside, there's more of the Mayan descendants out there.
Right. Yeah.
And we'd stop and, you know, talk with them, you know, try and talk with them. They don't even speak Spanish. They speak like, I can't remember the name of the language they speak, but you know, we're just smiling with them and taking pictures and all that. And yeah, I see what you mean. I do.
Mm-hmm. And they say the further you go into Mexico, the more Mexicans you see that actually look like us.
That's cool. Yo, there's a there's a whole series somewhere about Afro-Mexican culture, and I got to find it and share it with everybody.
Yeah, we're the originators of it all, my man.
Yes. We learned about capoeira, actually, recently.
Mm-mm.
Have you heard about it?
Mm-mm.
So it's a, they call it a, it's, now they call it like a Brazilian kind of like fighting form. But apparently it originated with the Africans who were brought here and enslaved. They used it to plan out revolutions and how to, you know, defeat their masters and all that stuff. That's something I'll have to also share with you when I get a hold of the article. Yeah. But have you been following sports down there? I know how you feel about sports in general.
Yeah.
I mean, have you been following their sports?
Oh, that's right. We did the Super Bowl. No, I don't follow their sports. I barely watch TV here.
Oh, no.
You thought what?
I thought you were big into football.
No, I'm not. Yo, my son, though, that dude can play some football.
Oh, for real?
Like, he's kicking with both feet. Yeah. It's like changing positions and stuff. I'm like, where did you get this from?
It's
like,
it's in his blood.
Strange to me.
You know, but, you know,
I guess so.
He's half Jamaican, of course.
That's true.
So, you know, he gets that. He probably plays cricket, too.
That's true. Yo, actually, he does. He does play cricket. Like, he has this little skillet from his, like, food truck, and it's, like, his cricket bat. So he's just running around hitting things off the ground.
Your kid's so Jamaican, man.
That you mentioned that, Press.
Your kid is
Jamaican. Yo, Jamaican. His favorite food is beans. He loves rice and beans.
Man.
Like, beans. Beans. Baba. Beans.
Yo, you got a little, like, Oliver. A little, we got to come up with a little Jamaican name for him. like Denton or
Denton?
Clifton.
Oh, that's funny.
Little Denton or Clifton Murphy.
So we're potty training. I don't know if I mention that already.
You might have. But go ahead,
was it the one that we lost?
The throwaway one. Go into grave, like, extreme detail about potty training, because I need to take notes. We haven't even started.
Well, this is our first day, so we're beginners.
Oh, wow, okay.
Right, yeah, we just bought the potty maybe about 3 hours ago, four hours ago.
So
he's already, like, done very well. When we started, I think you could hear them cheering, so I guess he just used it. I wasn't out there, but he used it before we started the podcast, and... At first, he was afraid of the potty, screaming. He sat down on it. We pushed him down, and we give him a chip every time he sits on it because he loves tortilla chips.
Oh, so we
give him Yo, they have the best tortilla chips here. They have the kind. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. But we give him a chip when he sits down on the potty, so he's, you know, comfortable, you know, sitting on there. And when he pees, you know, we want to reward him. And that's about all we've gotten to so far. So, but it sounded like he did very good just a couple minutes ago. So.
I mean, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah, he's been grabbing his penis, and right when it's time for him to pee.
Yeah.
Right, and so he's like, So you're like, yeah, it's time. He knows when he has to pee.
Yeah.
So it's time for him to start going to the potty.
Okay, so, because we were wondering about that, because he'll, like, grab at himself, and then, you know, he'll look uncomfortable,
Right. Yeah.
And we know that that's time for him to be changed or to, you know, mm-hmm. at least. So that's the signal that he should start being potty trained. Is that?
That's what we took it as.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, Elika is smart. So you need to probably.
Yeah. And we have a little potty in the downstairs bathroom that.
Okay.
He could probably start using. Okay. We're going to have to share notes on that because from what I hear, it can be it's all kinds of stories, but it can either be on the extreme of very, you know, easy mm-hmm. or very hard. And also I've been hearing horror stories about how if you're not careful the way you do it the first time, it can mm-hmm. kind of come back and bite you. They kind of unlearn some stuff if you don't teach it the right way.
I don't know. I never heard that. So that'll be interesting because we're just diving in, man. Just diving in. Like, we got juice and he got his own, like, little sippy cup with the straw now. So we just juicing him up. And when he's got to go, send his butt to the potty. I think you saw him on the camera with no pants on.
I was wondering because I was like, I thought I just saw a little half-naked baby running across.
Yeah, that's it. So he can get to it quick. Yep. So no. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't have potty problems when he's 30. Oh, yeah. My parents messed me up. I don't know. We're just going to do what we can do around here. I'm tired of poop. Toddler poop is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the absolute. And this boy loves beans. So
I know it's like a nightmare. Yeah. It's like a war crime probably in his diaper.
Oh, my God. It smells horrible.
Oh, man.
Ugh. And then it gets mashed up. So it's all the butt and his back and all on his penis.
Gross.
And he's trying to reach down there.
Yo, so we have to, sometimes we have to like tag team to change diapers. Mm-hmm. Like one of us has to pin his arms down and like change his diaper. Cause like, why are you trying to reach down in that mess?
What I do is give him a wipe. I'm like, yo, nigga, if you going to be trying to reach down there, you just start wiping yourself. That's what I do.
That's smart. That's smart. I didn't do that.
So how's Elikai? What's going on with him? Dude, he's stretching out, man.
Yeah, he's stretching out. He's slimming down some. He's not as chunky mm-hmm. as he used to be. He's getting a little taller. But he's singing a lot now. He's a Corinne Bailey Rae fan, just like his dad.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
He's singing her songs. we've been watching a lot of Steven Universe. I don't know if you guys...
I never heard of that.
So it's a Cartoon Network show about these three crystal gems. And this kid whose mom was a crystal gem, and I guess her power absorbed into him. So now he's kind of her and him. Anyway,
that's a metaphysical. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. You'll have to watch the show though. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is though, the music is really, really good. So he loves anything with good music. So he'll watch that. He'll sing the theme song. He'll yell out Steven, you know, when he wants to watch it. So,
that's funny.
Yeah, he's really into playing the drums also. So we're going to have to break down and get him a set and never sleep again in our lives.
Oh. Not here. Not happening. That's not his instrument.
Yeah, get him like one of those Aztec flutes or something. What are they called? A recorder? Yeah, you know, recorder. The ancient recorders, the little wooden ones?
Yeah. Actually, that might be pretty cool. But yeah, no drums for me. You're a brave, bold man.
I don't think we have a choice. He's really into it. Like, we took him to our friend Sim, had an album release a couple of days ago, and we took him to that show, and he was just fixated on the drums, and we were like, okay. Mm. And that's all he wants to do is play with his little drumsticks. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I think
you got a drummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can get Eric to teach him.
Yeah. Eric listens to this, so.
Oh, good. What's up, E?
Eric, you're obligated.
What's up, man? That's a good guy, man. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, you know, he's Panamanian, so basically not too far from where you are. He's going to be really mad at me for saying that.
Why?
It's not close. It's not close at all.
He was telling me I need to work on my Spanish Yeah. I saw him like right before I left. He wouldn't be proud of me right now.
He would not. How are y'all surviving now? Does May speak Spanish?
Yeah, she speaks Spanish.
Okay,
so, you know, I just didn't do all the work.
You're like, hey, May, tell him we need 3 quesadillas.
Nah, man, it's for real, though. Like, when you, because everybody's taking Spanish, and at least I would assume in America from, like, you know, high school Spanish or
right.
Spanish in college. Reading the menus isn't really not that hard.
Yeah.
So I can order for myself. The biggest problem I would have here, and it's really not that bad now, would be like if I got lost.
You know, I got
it. I needed to ask somebody for directions or something like that.
Okay.
But I have Google Maps, so I can get where I need. But what if I could live here and not talk to anybody?
What if your phone dies?
Okay. Well, then I have a good sense of direction, so I could get home. But like if someone just dropped me off somewhere and my phone was dead, yeah, then I'd have an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just hope that you never get dropped off
somewhere. Right, but if a taxi came, I could get a taxi. I could get a taxi home.
Do you know your address? Like, do you
there's no addresses here. So don't ever send anybody any mail here in Mexico.
So wait, how do you know where things are?
It's like you'd have to say I'm on like or between Avenida 30 and Calle, which is like street 36 kind of thing. And then you just have to like find where that is in between.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like the red house in between.
Right. Yep. There you go.
8th Street and, you know, Northwest 27th Avenue.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So like you order Domino's online, you have to tell them, like give them, like I'm on the right side of the street kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm outside waving.
Yeah.
Man,
so that is very interesting to me. I'm not a big fan of it, but that's how they do it.
What are you gonna do?
So yeah, we take the bus, taxi. It's really not that. Like if you came here and didn't know Spanish to this part, you'd be okay because there's a lot of expats that live here. That's a lot of people who moved from the States or from Canada or other countries.
Yeah,
a lot of Italians here as well.
Are there a lot of black people there?
No, there aren't. We actually, it was cool. About a month ago, we met another couple about our age. So shout out to them, Nova and Veda. But no, there's not a lot of black people here at all. Okay. So whenever we see one, we're like, oh, running up to him. Yeah, what's up? So that's cool. Yeah, there's a lot of other people. But you know, a lot of us don't travel.
Yeah.
We don't travel.
Yeah, so. And we should.
Yeah,
so much of us out there that we can learn, you know, a lot about where we have been, you know, throughout the world.
Right. Or just, you know, get out of that situation. We complain a lot about America. So try something out, you know, try something new. Go up someplace where your money can go a little bit further for you.
That's what I'm interested in. So mm-hmm. The money. So is it less expensive to live out there?
Oh, yeah. It's way less expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so what am I doing here?
What are you doing there?
Yeah. What am I still doing here?
Nah, I don't know. We've been trying to get you guys to come. Y'all moving slow. I heard you guys had an appointment for your passport for your
helicopter.
So
yeah. We're Peace made an appointment to get his pictures and his passport done. So we are going to be coming to join you guys in April.
All right.
For the kids' birthdays. We're going to celebrate together. Have a little fiesta, you know.
Yes. That's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. I cannot wait. We may not leave, so.
Hey, that's what's up.
Just so you know.
There's some places in our unit. Come on.
Oh, Chuck. They got work there that I can do. I'll do anything.
I think they're starting to crack down on that illegal stuff. Like they're trying to crack down on it in America. But there's different things you can do online. Nova and Veda, the couple that I just mentioned, they actually do, I think it's called iTutor Group. teachspanish.com. Uh-huh. And you can teach English. It's not hard to sign up.
Wow.
Actually, my wife just signed up.
Okay.
Yeah. So and you can teach English.
Who are you teaching English to?
People in China.
Okay.
Right. So I think Nova said he made like $1,000 one month. And I guess that's what he averages, is about $1,000 a month. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot living in America.
But I'm sure that goes far down there, right?
It goes very far here. Right. So if you know, you and your wife are, you know, doing $2,000 a month and your rent is only $500.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
That's great. You know?
Right. And you really don't have any, you know, your electricity, you keep that low, water, maybe like our electricity bill last month was only $10. So
what?
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So your money your money can be stretched out. You're able to save, you know, where's my phone? Because I have to pull it up. It's dead. I'm sorry. Because I was going to pull up the currency. Like, to take the bus, it's 15 pesos for two. 14 pesos for two. So 7 pesos per person.
Uh-huh.
But I'll pull that up when my phone turns back on. But, yeah. So, like, you can get where you need to go for cheap. Taxis at the max is, like, 50, which is 50 pesos. And we usually get, you know, about $35, but you know, pesos, whatnot, to get to where you need to go and stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I need to talk to
groceries peace. Are cheap. Yeah. It's, I mean, you have a lot of retired, white people and Europeans, Americans. Well, I guess they're Europeans as well. We're the Americans, but yes, a lot of retired Europeans that live, here. And I mean, you can see why.
That yeah.
It goes far here.
That's really cool.
A lot of, us indigenous people, we need to do it, man.
So what was the process like finding a place to live? Was that hard or?
No, it wasn't hard. We were trying to do it from America at first, and that was more difficult because people weren't, responding to our emails. And
uh-huh.
But once we got here, it wasn't hard. We, found a real estate agent. She showed us around. We didn't like what she was showing us, but they have websites here. You can just go on their websites. And now having my wife being able to speak Spanish, that helped a lot there.
Uh-huh.
Being able to communicate with those people. But yeah, they showed us places and we found this place and it's pretty awesome. So it wasn't hard at all, man.
Okay.
It wasn't hard. You just gotta, step out there and do it.
Yeah.
Just, leave the fear behind, because there is fear involved, but you can't let that hold you back for anything. If you don't want to leave the country or move, you know, that's on you. But I'm just talking about for anything in life. Don't let fear hold you back, man.
Life lessons for Murphy. Senor Murphy. Man.
Yeah, I got some. A lot has gone wrong in my life, so I can help you out.
Ditto.
All right, so 7 pesos is 35 cent. So, yeah, so it's 35 cent to take the bus.
35 cents to take the bus?
Downtown, yeah.
What? Oh, man. Man. Yeah, so we're going to come down there in April and... Like I said, this could be a life-changing event.
Yeah, man. We hope so.
Because, up here, you know, money is like, you have to find ways to stretch your money to fit all the crazy things that are happening up here. The markets are going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We're going to have to talk about this some more. Definitely. Yeah. I'll talk about that.
Look into it. And for the people listening, I mean, not even Mexico, but look into other places like Colombia. There's a lot of black people.
There's that one. What's the name of that couple in, is it Colombia?
Yeah. The young black expats.
Or is it Costa Rica?
Well, they were in Costa Rica. Now they're in Colombia.
Okay.
And they're the reasons why we watched HGTV like House Hunters International.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we can do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And but then we found them on YouTube and they really helped seal the deal. Like, yo, we can do this. They had a baby. They had a baby in Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so we were like, man, this is possible. They really helped us out a lot. So shouts out to them too.
Dope, dope, dope. Yeah, that's a lot to think about. I think we are just about out of time for this episode.
I didn't want this episode to be just about me, though.
No, what man. We're going to call this one El Nativo Wanderero. But, yeah, no, I think everybody is really interested in hearing about this, especially with all that's going on here in the States. And even not just because because of the president, just because of stress in general. Life is just life can be easier, you know, and if life can be easier in another place, why not at least, you know, take a look into it?
I mean, life is, I wouldn't say easier.
I mean, y'all look happy. Y'all look really happy.
Yeah, but you can't let pictures, you know, because we be mad at each other some days too. So we don't post those pictures. You know what I'm saying? So you can't let those stupid social media pictures, you know, like, oh man, yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, we do. We have fun. We enjoy it here. We love each other.
Uh-huh.
But don't come here thinking, man, my life is going to be easier. You'll save money. You know, you'll be able to go out to eat more and stuff like that, you know?
Sounds good.
But if you have issues of, you know, confidence issues or,
oh,
you
know, no, what I'm saying? No,
that ain't going to change that.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, you got to deal with that stuff yourself. That's an internal thing.
Yeah, that'll follow you.
All right.
That'll follow you wherever you go.
Don't think you're going to come here and your depression is going to be, the sun will help.
Yeah.
Get some vitamin D, mm-hmm. You know, your melanin will be popping and get some messages from whatever is going on out there.
Right.
But yeah, it can change your life, but that has to happen inside.
In other words,
I guess it could be a part of what changes your life.
See, you're even more wise now. I don't remember you being so wise, man.
But, so come on to Mexico. All the black people, we need more of y'all here, man.
Let's do it.
We need more of y'all here. Especially you and your wife and the little man.
Man,
come on.
We are.
That'll be fun, yeah. They'll be out there biking with us.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I would love to, you know, get back. I haven't ridden a bike since... Yeah, it's been a good.
You gotta come here.
17 years.
We, the streets, they drive fast here, so you gotta be on it.
Wait, so are you biking in the streets?
You gotta be on it, huh?
Are you biking in the streets?
What'd you say?
Or do they?
Yeah, we bike in the streets.
Oh man,
no, they don't got no bike paths here. This ain't. Playa del Carmen is a pretty new city.
Yeah.
It was a small, like, fisherman town kind of thing, and it just, like, exploded. So they're still doing a lot of construction and stuff. There's a lot of poor people here, too, which is sad because it's becoming Americanized.
Right.
And it's only going to make people more poor.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, no, they don't have, like, bike lanes. They have a bike lane down downtown, so, like, you can... bike all the way to the rich part of town where the rich people live called Playa Car.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like, we live out where the locals live. We don't live downtown in the city. We're hoping to try to move into the city when our lease is up. But we moved here in like snowbird season. So there was just a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to,
Thinning out like towards the warmer parts of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Like when hurricane season starts. Hurricane season starts.
Is it the same for everybody?
May? After May or something like that.
Yeah, because hurricane season is long. Like,
right, yeah. It's real long here, too.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
I mean, I'm sure y'all will be fine. Aren't the houses there built, like, pretty sturdy, like...
This building looks pretty sturdy. there's a lot of the new stuff. It's just a lot of new stuff. I mean, then you'll see shacks. You know? Okay. I'm very proud of some of the people downtown who are holding out, because you'll see like a modern apartment complex like America, and then you'll see a shack right next to it.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere. Like,
yeah, or at least wait, you know, because people are coming here from other countries and America and buying up people's lands and giving them pennies, man.
Yeah,
$5,000 for like 40 acres,
and they're about to make it like stuff, a, you know, bunch of money off right. of stuff.
Yeah. And then they sell it to a you know, someone trying to build a hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and those people are just happy for, you know, $5,000. And that's a lot for them, you know, with, you know.
But they could be making so much more.
Right. So.
Cool. Yeah. So that was very enlightening. Very good episode, man. Well, we appreciate your wisdom and insight, Senor. We'll be back at some point. Until then, follow the Native Wanderer.
At some point.
Follow
Black Dad Podcast first. This is our show.
Yeah, true. But, you know.
But yes, you can check my wife and I out at nativewander.com on Instagram, Native Wander. I think we have Snapchat. Well, we don't use that. Not yet. Facebook, Native Wander.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's enough.
You guys got t-shirts or anything I can buy?
Those are actually on the way, my man.
All right.
On the way.
All right. We'll keep you guys updated.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's all. Cover? That's it. Follow the Black Dad Podcast on every social media outlet that you can think of. And hit us up. Let us know if you missed us. Some of y'all have been shouting us out, letting us know that you needed another episode. That was like 4 months ago. So sorry, Tasha.
I wasn't as crazy today. So if that's what they were hoping, I'll have more for you next time.
I don't think that's what they're looking for. They're probably like trying to figure out where we went, like, and why we haven't been, you know, putting anything out there, even though I think we took a longer break last year.
We squashed the beef.
We had mad rat beef. It was like, it was a Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj.
My implants, they fell, and press was laughing at them. So I have to get a butt lift now. I wasn't happy about him laughing at my implants falling.
So. Where are your implants, man?
Well, I said I had to get a butt lift, so they're in my booty. And, you know, I just got caught up. You know, everybody's doing it.
The rubber semen thing.
Everybody's doing it, so I was like, why not? Why?
I mean, you do it too. You have the right to look pretty, man.
Exactly. I have the right to have a big booty. I do.
I think we're gone, man. We're off the rails.
Yeah. Life is good, man. And I'm not saying that because of where I live. You know, I just have to say it. Make it happen, man.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Even when it doesn't look good. Say it. Love you guys. And yeah, thank you for listening.
All right. Later.
All right, peace out.